What's your name and how are you involved in Orchid?
So my name is Laurie Hack. I'm the executive director of Orchid.
And what is Orchid in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, Orchid is a registry, it's a nonprofit organization, sorry, with a that provides a registry for researchers and scholars to obtain a unique persistent identifier. We also work with the research community so that these identifiers become a part of documents, contributions, affiliations that an individual makes throughout their research career. So, for example, we work with universities, we work with publishers, we work with vendors in this space, we work with funders so that when somebody submits a grant, submits a manuscript, uploads a data set, that that process requests and collects an ORCID identifier and makes it a part of that document into the future.
Could you give some examples of particular areas where ORCID would benefit universities and researchers?
Right. So for a researcher, as I mentioned, getting an ORCID identifier is a free process. Using ORCID, using the registry also is free. So an individual can come and register. They can link that persistent identifier with the variations of their name. So if somebody like myself have a fairly uncommon name, but it's been published different ways, L Hack, LL Hack, Laurel Hack, Lori Hack. And when somebody wants to do a search of me on the internet, they have to use or have to know all of those variations to find all of my contributions. And they have to do that search with all those variations in every single database they go to. What ORCID does is it allows an individual to take all those name variations and associate them with one unique persistent identifier, and retrospectively associate that identifier with their contributions, whether that's a data set, publication, a grant. And then prospectively associate that identifier with their works during the submission or application process, for example. It also allows them to use the data in the ORCID registry, so their name, their affiliation information, works information, to help support things like post-grant reporting. Reporting to the university about what their contributions have been. From the university side, what ORCID does is very specifically because it addresses name ambiguity, it helps a university with tracking and evaluation, again, by connecting their academicians with their contributions. There's a number of other things that ORCID can support. For example, using or requesting or requiring an ORCID identifier during the process of thesis submission for a master's or graduate student allows that university not only to validate this person, this ORCID identifier, and this thesis belong together, but also allows them to track contributions of that individual over the course of their career, because that ORCID identifier stays with that individual over the course of their career.
What challenges have universities faced in taking up and exploiting ORCID, and how have these been addressed?
Right. So I think the biggest challenge that universities face is that there's so many opportunities for them to use an ORCID identifier to leverage it. And it's like, oh my heavens, we can do this and we can do this and this. And then they kind of get stuck in all the many things that they could potentially do. So in many cases, what universities have to do is kind of take a step back and identify which system is the best to start with. In terms of integrating an ORCID identifier and then develop a rollout plan. So that's one challenge that universities face. Another is that universities have many, many other things that they can be doing. And prioritizing integration of an ORCID identifier is in many cases hard to justify given the many other things that a university needs to do. So what we have been working on at ORCID are a number of things. One is identifying some early adopter universities that can provide specific use cases and what we would say code samples, examples that other universities can leverage that would reduce the amount of time and investment they have to make to integrate an ORCID identifier. Another thing that we've done, we have a grant from the Sloan Foundation to do essentially the same thing. This actually provides some funds, small grants to universities. To help them get started, working across the university, identifying the various stakeholders at the university, identifying what their specific use cases are, documenting those, and actually putting together prototype integrations, supported, as I said, by a small grant from through us from the Sloan Foundation. And we've gotten a very good response to that request for proposals, and we're actually going through the review stage right now. We'll be announcing who's participating in that program at the end of probably beginning of October.
Could you give a brief overview of progress on uptake of ORCID in the UK and internationally?
Sure. So ORCID launched the registry last October, so it's been about almost a year, not quite yet. And we, as of last count, which was last Friday, we had registered over 250,000 IDs. So individuals had come to the registry and themselves registered for an identifier. So 250,000 IDs have been issued. We have over 80 members from around the world. And we have a number of different organizations that have embedded ORCID identifiers in their processes, including publishers. And we have a few universities coming on board in actually this month. So as an individual, as a researcher or scholar looking around, working in research, you will start to encounter or have started to encounter different organizations like the Wellcome Trust, like Nature Publishing, that when you go to submit a grant or submit a publication, they will be asking you for your ORCID identifier during that process.
What's the reasons to be optimistic about ORCID?
Well, the big one is 250,000 people have come and registered. So in the past year, with pretty minimal outreach on our part. So I'm really excited about that. And also looking at the different organizations that have taken the time and really invested a lot of their time in embedding ORCID identifiers in their processes. It's interesting from my perspective in talking with people about ORCID. It's usually a lot of people say, thank you so much for doing this. It's something having a unique persistent identifier for individuals in the research and scholarly space is something that organizations that people have been asking for, have been needing for quite a long time. They see ORCID as fulfilling a specific need. They appreciate also the fact that we're a nonprofit organization, that we act internationally, and that we're very, very collaborative with the research community in not only providing this registry, which is free for researchers to use, but also in providing the tools and resources that organizations need to embed the identifier.
What are your plans for the next few months to further develop the functionality of ORCID and encourage uptake?
Right. So in addition to continuing to engage with researchers at their professional meetings, we are continuing to engage with the publishing community to provide them with examples of how to embed ORCID identifiers in that manuscript submission and production process. We have a big outreach meeting coming up in the end of October, or at the end of October, and the goal there is to actually start to map out with the community what these integration workflows look like, which I think is going to be beneficial for all of us. Now, on the technical side of things, what we're rolling out, we have a few new big features coming out before the end of 2013, and probably the biggest one, the one that's most helpful for universities and quite frankly for everyone. And I would say some of the big things coming out next year are the abilities for a third party, so this would be a university, other folks, to validate the information that's in an ORCID record. Yes, this individual does or has worked at my university. Yes, this publication and this individual, we agree that these two belong together. So providing this ability for third parties to make assertions about information in the ORCID record is probably one of our biggest features coming out.